Hello, everybody, and welcome in. You're listening to the Orlando Soccer Show's weekend preview, previewing week 11 in Major League Soccer. It's Mother's Day weekend, and there is a lot of great matchups on the MLS schedule. So let's whip through everything and get you set for what should be an entertaining weekend of soccer here in Major League Soccer. We kick things off out in Vancouver at BC Place as the Whitecaps play host to the Portland Timbers. It's a 10 p.m. kickoff here on the East Coast on Friday night. The Timbers have won three straight games now after an abysmal first few weeks of the season. They finally have things rolling. They've only given up three goals over that three-game winning streak, coming off a 2-1 win at Real Salt Lake last weekend. And offensively, things are starting to come together. Six different players have contributed through the last seven goals that the Timbers have scored, so it's a top-to-bottom team effort going on right now in Portland. On the flip side of that, Vancouver's coming off a 3-2 victory at the Colorado Rapids last weekend, and they're playing much better as well under Mark Dos Santos. They lost four of their first five games, but now they have two wins, two draws, and a loss in five since then. And they'll be looking to keep that going with their hands full against the Timbers on Friday. Desperately seeking a victory or just anything to stop the flooding, FC Cincinnati hosts the Montreal Impact at 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. First game post Alan Koch, first game for Yohan Demet as the interim manager of FC Cincinnati, the expansion side. Five straight losses for the newcomers in the league, all of them shutout losses. They've scored just one goal in their last seven games. A side that has talent, has shown the ability to win games in Major League Soccer. Not necessarily saying that they're one of the most talented teams and they should be a lot better than they are, but they should be better than what they are right now. Domet takes over at just 29 years of age. He is the youngest coach in MLS history, and he's going to be hoping to stop things going, you know, get things turning for Cincinnati, which are failing to score right now. Their longest, seventh longest scoreless streak in Major League Soccer history. They're up to 521 minutes without a goal. On the flip side of that, the Montreal Impact are coming off a big 2-1 midweek victory at Red Bull Arena. They've won four of their last six games now, 4-9 overall. Four wins away from home. They only had three wins away from home all of last season, 3-12-2 away from the Stadio Saputo. So they're playing really well. They're getting as much of their away points as they can early on in the year with certainly a road-heavy schedule to start 2019. Fresh off the aforementioned loss to the Montreal Impact, the New York Red Bulls are traveling to Dallas to take on FC Dallas at 2 p.m. This game is going to be on Univision and YouTube or Twitter as well. Dallas is coming off a 2-1 loss as well last weekend at Houston. They're coming into a tough stretch here. They've got New York this week. They're going to be going at LA next week and then LA again. 3-0-2 at home this year, so they're undefeated. They've got that going for them. New York, they're coming off the loss to Montreal, like I mentioned. They're not so fortunate away from home this year. Two losses, two draws. They haven't won away from Red Bull Arena. They will have Kaku back in the lineup coming off that three-game suspension for misconduct in Sporting Kansas City a few weeks ago. All time in their last six games at Dallas, though, if the odds are to be in their favor, they have been playing well historically at Dallas. Just one loss in six games, three wins and two draws at Toyota Stadium. The red-hot Philadelphia Union are hitting the road, and they're going to take on Toronto FC at BMO Field at 3 p.m. kickoff time. Coming off that 6-1 win over the New England Revolution last week, Philadelphia's got three wins in their last four games now, six wins and eight overall. They're at the top of the Eastern Conference standings, 12 goals in four games. Jim Curtin's side is really feeling it right now, and they're going into a Toronto side that's struggling a little bit of late. They're coming off a 2-0 loss at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Atlanta United on Wednesday night. Before that, they were 2-0 victors in Orlando over Orlando City, but they didn't look necessarily dominant in that game up until really the later part of the second half. They're going to be looking to draw on that 3-1 win in week one to kick off the year. That was a game in Philadelphia to open the season that Toronto FC came out on top. And overall, historically speaking, Toronto hasn't lost to Philadelphia in 5 years, going all the way back to 2014. That's a five-year run that the Union are going to be looking to snap here on Saturday afternoon. After last weekend's cross-country matchup on national TV, the LA Galaxy are back on ESPN at a 4 p.m. kickoff at Dignity Health Sports Park to face NYCFC. Three wins in their last four games for Dominic Torrent's side. Undefeated in six overall. They've lost just one game this year. And they do have four shutouts in their last six games. For all that talk about Dominic Torrent not really being the guy, not knowing what he's doing, not being able to figure things out, NYCFC haven't looked bad. It's been up until recently that they haven't looked great. Wins in their last three games now. On the flip side, LA Galaxy are coming off a 3-1 loss. It's been a rough couple of days for them. They had that loss 3-2 in New York last week, coming off another 3-1 loss now to Columbus. That's two losses that they've dropped now for the first time all year. But if they have any confidence going into home, I certainly would think so, as they're 6-0 at home in Los Angeles this season. San Jose has been playing well for a couple of weeks now, and they might have just found the New England Revolution at the right time for them, as this game will kick off at Gillette Stadium at 7:30. New England's coming off a 5-0 loss to Chicago midweek in Chicago. That's 11 goals in two games now, 18 goals conceded in their last four games overall. Who knows if Brad Friedel has the answers right now to get this stopped. As far as San Jose goes, they are 1-0 winners last weekend at home against Cincinnati. 3-1-2 now in a good run of form. They've only given up five goals during that six-game stretch. 203 consecutive minutes that they have put up scoreless on the board. So if there's a matchup made for them to get all 3 points, to go on the road across the country, this is certainly looking good for them. But Major League Soccer being Major League Soccer, there are no givens, and this one could still easily go either way. Coming off that 3-1 win over the Galaxy on Wednesday night, the Columbus Crew are now hosting the other Los Angeles team at MAPFRE Stadium, taking on LAFC at 7:30 p.m. LA's coming off a scoreless draw against the Chicago Fire last weekend, just the second time that they've been held scoreless in a game. Fourth shutout of the year, though, for Bob Bradley's men. On the flip side, the Columbus Crew snapped a five-game losing streak in a game that saw them put up three goals. That's their highest offensive output all year. And now they come into a match against a team defensively that is one of the best in the league. LA has only allowed more than one goal just once all year long, and that was in their third game of the year at NYCFC in a 2-2 draw at Yankee Stadium. So Caleb Porter's men are going to have their work cut out for them coming into this one. Coming off that five-game winless streak, they're not back yet, but trending in the right direction for sure. Kicking off a half hour later at 8 p.m. out in Bridgeview, the Chicago Fire are hosting Minnesota United. Chicago's coming off that 5-0 victory over the New England Revolution, a game that broke out the offense. They were scoreless in their last three games before that match. So, you know, all bets are off at this point. Minnesota, meanwhile, they're unbeaten in three straight, coming off a 1-1 draw against the Seattle Sounders last weekend. And their only matchup with Chicago last year, or all time against Chicago, they're 2-0 versus the Fire, so history is on their side heading into this week's matchup. Second game of the Connor Casey era in Colorado, as the Rapids are hosting Real Salt Lake at 9 p.m. RSL's coming off the 2-1 loss to the Portland Timbers last weekend. That's two straight games now that they have dropped. Meanwhile, Colorado 3-2 losers to Vancouver last weekend, and they're now one game shy of the longest winless run to start a season in Major League Soccer history. Ironically, it was Real Salt Lake to do that in 2007 when they started 0-5-6. But Colorado's dropped seven straight games. They just look helpless right now, and so a win tonight would certainly, you know, help turn things around for sure. But you know, if you're Real Salt Lake, you're feeling pretty good coming into this matchup because they have a 16-game unbeaten run against Colorado. That's a pretty long time without being able to beat one side, but RSL is certainly dominating the Rapids coming into this. And finally, on Saturday night, we've got the late game between the Houston Dynamo and the Seattle Sounders out at CenturyLink Field. It's a 10 p.m. kickoff between the two teams that are third and fourth in the Western Conference, respectively. Houston holding that third-place spot just on goal differential. Both teams are tied on points. Seattle's winless in their last four games, so they'll be looking to draw off that home crowd in this one. Three draws during that span, the most recent, as I mentioned, 1-1 at Minnesota. Houston, meanwhile, 2-1 winners over Dallas last weekend. They've won six of their last seven games now, starting to be taken a little bit more seriously in the Western Conference. And The two-headed beast, Mauro Manoa's, 3 goals in those last 2 games for Houston. Albert Elise, a goal and an assist in 6 straight games now. So he's contributing big time as well. And Houston is going to need those guys again to step up and deliver here against Seattle. 2 games on the Sunday slate on Mother's Day. The first one sees Orlando City traveling up to Atlanta to take on Atlanta United. 2:30 p.m. kickoff time on Big Fox. This is Big Fox now. Atlanta's coming off that 2-1 win over Toronto midweek. They've got 4 wins in their last 5 games now. All shutout victories. They'll be without Ezequiel Barco, though, who left after last week, and he's going off to the U-20 World Cup with Argentina, so a big loss for them. Pity Martinez, though, did look pretty damn entertaining on Wednesday night. For Orlando, they're coming off a 2-0 loss to Toronto last weekend. 1 win in just their last 4 games, 2 in their last 6 overall. James O'Connor's men are confident heading into this one. They are fearless. They believe that they can win, and they will certainly try to go toe-to-toe against an Atlanta team that swept them last season. All 3 games, all 3 wins by Atlanta. Orlando has never beaten the 5 stripes so far since they entered the league in 2017. And finally, to round out the weekend, you have Sporting Kansas City traveling to the nation's capital to take on DC United. 7 p.m. kickoff on FS1. It was just a week ago that Sporting Kansas City was playing the night game on FS1. That was a 3-0 loss at home to Atlanta United, their first home loss of the year. They're winless in 5 straight games now, and it was their first time being shut out in 2019. So Peter Vermes's men looking for answers and thinking that DC might be a good place to start. 3-1 winners over Columbus last weekend. They've won 3 of their last 5 games, but at home this year, at Audi Field, just 1 win in their last 4, a win, 2 losses, and a draw. So certainly going to be looking to defend the home field in this one. It's going to be crucial that they get off to a good start and they don't let Sporting Kansas City try to keep that low block going, defend, and score a goal. Well, there you have it, folks. That is the schedule for Week 11 in Major League Soccer. Plenty of great matchups on the docket. Red Bulls at Dallas should be a good one. Union Toronto, must-watch TV. NYCFC and the Galaxy, LAFC. Probably going to be a good game at the Columbus Crew. I might tune into a little bit of San Jose at New England just to see how bad that one might get. Obviously, must-watch Houston at Seattle. And then both of the Sunday games look pretty good. Orlando against Atlanta is going to be an obvious one for me. Not just that, but it's a big rivalry game. It's on Fox. It's Sunday afternoon, Mother's Day. And then Sporting Kansas City at DC should be a pretty entertaining one as well. But that's it for the weekend. Hope you tune into as many games as you can. We'll see you guys on the other side with the weekend review on Monday afternoon. Enjoy the weekend.